Hello, this is Trish from SydneyMeditationCoach.com and I'd like to welcome you to my very first podcast. I'm also hoping that the sound quality is good for you, so if you've got some podcasting sound tips, please be sure to let me know. But first of all, I'd like to address why people avoid meditation, so that you can understand how you can return to the lightness of being with meditation in the next 30 to 60 days. Sometimes people say that they're too busy, or at least their minds are. In these times, people seem to have a near obsession with their devices, and their brains are always switched on. All of those alerts and dings cause major disruptions to the functioning of your brain and your mind. We have many people now who have differing types of anxiety, and a very common one now is social anxiety, FOMO, fear of missing out, keeping up with the Joneses. And then there are those who are on the hamster wheel and just go, 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 and they're addicted to adrenaline. Yes, it's a very real problem and it's very common. Compared with 50 to 100 years ago, the amount of psychological tension that people hold within themselves is quite distressing. And of course, there are many, many reasons for this, and I'm sure that you can guess quite a few of them. Unfortunately, that's not conducive to living a life that is peaceful and harmonious. Happiness is the experience of regular joyful emotions. So I'd like to invite you to show yourself some awareness by choosing to disengage from things that keep you from connecting to life and other living beings and nature. I'd also like to start by saying, give yourself permission to slow down and engage in self-care that helps you to laugh. Engage in nature, whether it be a bushwalk or a trek up to the mountains, connecting with animals, or being out there on the ocean. Make a phone call to a loved one and really take the time to connect and engage at the heart level. It's a very good sign when you start to slow down and you begin to notice the beauty in the world. You know, there's a real science to meditation. It's spiritual without any religious leaning. And the exercise is about decompression and flow, releasing everything which hampers us from reaching our full potential in all areas of life so that we can enjoy life with more ease. There are literally hundreds of ways to meditate, from deep breathing to chanting a mantra, silent meditations, heart-based meditations. And you know, some meditations are used for very specific reasons. In some of them, you'll find a rhythm, especially in a breathing or a mantra meditation where the mind lets loose. And these are just a few of the ways we release stress, tension, and negative energy. It's really necessary to find a way to discharge such toxic energy without it impacting upon our lives. It's our responsibility to find a way to discharge negative energy without harming anyone else or unloading upon them in the process. This way it brings harmony into our lives, and the effect, of course, is less stress. So the initial goal, if you like, is to effect a release to allow flow without trying or forcing it to happen. When meditating, it's most important to not expect anything to happen. If you expect something to happen, then you're putting effort where no effort is required. An obsession with getting to some place in your meditation can be very unhelpful. And to make an analogy, you would not stand looking at yourself in the mirror at the gym while exercising, expecting your biceps to grow right before your very eyes while lifting weights. And so too it is with meditation. A muscle takes 6 to 8 weeks to grow, and it takes about the same amount of time with meditation to show up as a full effect in your life. So although you may gain some immediate relief, the benefits are not only immediate, but they're cumulative. Highly stressed individuals can take longer to effect a release, and there's no right or wrong, it's completely dependent upon the individual. With each meditation, the time to effect a release can become shorter, and although there is no hard and fast rule, you really should start to fly with your meditation around the 21 to 28 day period. And sometimes conditioning the mind of stressed individuals may take a few weeks longer, but that's completely fine and it's completely natural. Meditation is an experiential practice, meaning that it's sometimes difficult for some who have not experienced it to truly understand the profound benefits that come out of a meditation. Daily relaxation and calming of the mind give you space, freedom, choices, and better control over your life in ways that perpetually stressed people who become students find as bliss and happiness, and they experience tremendous transformation of their lives. Meditation, of course, allows for more right brain thinking, which is the creative problem-solving part of our mind. It allows us to access the collective unconscious, which allows us to gather information intuitively and heal all by ourselves. Problems can dissolve, and the lightness and happiness of being are more commonly observed in people who meditate regularly. Sometimes new meditators don't like the idea of what they mistakenly call doing nothing in a meditation. And sometimes people don't allow themselves to let go. And this is something that is very important to understand. In fact, I've had students who teacher hop from one teacher to another, only to come and learn with me how to meditate. And once they have understood that it's a fact that the brain absolutely and critically needs downtime for around 20 minutes twice per day, where it's not engaged in anything at all, the penny seems to drop. And meditation provides that space for decompression and healing and restorative energy. And that means not reading a book nor watching TV to unwind. There is the exercise of meditation, and then after that, there is rest. Whilst meditation can allow an abundance of bliss to enter your life, it's important to remember that it is an exercise, and the effects of meditation come outside and after the meditation. Meditation can be effective if the course is designed to support individuals until they've developed what I like to call the meditation muscle. And as I've previously explained, much like going to the gym, you don't build a muscle in a few sessions. And I want to highlight the comparison here between going to the gym and learning how to meditate. People spend thousands of dollars and numerous hours on personal trainers and gym memberships every single year. And if you get the correct support and coaching the very first time, then you don't need to hire a personal meditation coach every single year. Gaining the profound benefits of meditation are not so obvious to the beginner's eye, and through consistent coaching and diligently applying oneself, change occurs. Conditioning the state of flow takes time, and according to McKinsey.com, recent research now says it's about 66 days. And it's for this very same reason and the very fact that most people are overwired these days that I encourage a course designed to support this so that the training sticks and individuals do not drop off and feel they haven't been supported to a level where they can go and meditate by themselves and, most importantly, sustain their practice. The very last thing that I'd want for you is for training and conditioning to finish early and to fall short of your very own personal requirements. So, of course, the goal here is to build strength into the practice so that the individual enjoys long-term benefits, and it's so worth it. Initially, you may feel like you've had a six-week holiday. Some may feel overwhelmed with the release of so much stress, and some may feel like nothing has happened at all. But that's not to worry. All of this is completely normal. And the most important thing that you can do is to keep soaking up the bliss and reaping the rewards. You will begin to notice the differences in the way you react, and gradually you'll notice and feel the synchronicities with life and experience peace and happiness, or in other words, experience the bliss that comes from being in a consistently calm and quiet state. Now, naturally, there are people who have a lot of stored up emotions, and the meditation can be quite a cathartic process for them. They expect that meditation will be easy, and that's often not the case. And this is where hypnotherapy can eliminate the root cause of blockages, and then the individual will often seek to meditate to continue to reap the benefits of a flow state. Some people begin with a token engagement, expecting that it's all going to be a magic pill in a single session. It's going to solve all of their problems immediately. And then when that doesn't happen, they often blame the teacher and say that it's not working. When sadly, the truth is that often they're so overwhelmed with anger and sadness that there is a massive internal resistance to do the work, to do the exercise, and decompress or let it go. So again, I'd like to redirect them to hypnotherapy first, and then to learn meditation. It can be a slightly easier path for them, and most find that this helps them without enduring the massive catharsis for some of them. They then learn how to meditate and engage in decompression and experience flow to continue to enjoy a more fulfilling life. And I'd like to now address a few quick questions, and there are five of them, and they're from some of my students who've come on board with me. And the first one is, what can meditation do for your brain? Well, it can do many things for your brain, but one of the most significant things it can do is balance brainwaves. And I want you to imagine your brain's electrical activity, otherwise called your brainwave frequencies, are like the keys on a keyboard of a piano. And when your brainwaves are balanced, your brain can play out a whole symphony of fulfillment. That is, like happiness, creativity, and spiritual experiences. And when this flow is happening for you consistently, by using meditation as a tool to achieve this, you experience a far greater level of fulfillment. And on my blog, you can find the 100 plus benefits of meditation. And just as an aside, you can find all of the links mentioned in any of my podcasts now at sydneymeditationcoach.com/links. So the second question is, how long should I meditate for? And this is a very good question. Generally speaking, most people who aren't stress monkeys, as I like to call them, normally have what we call the relaxation response happen in around 15 to 20 minutes. However, and this is a very important thing to remember, people who have severe anxiety, clinical depression, or who are just go, 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 and they're addicted to their adrenaline, take much longer for their minds to settle down and decompress. So sometimes it can take longer. Personally, I always like to keep meditating until there's a sense of timelessness, but I do have a very busy schedule, and for me that can take from 40 minutes to just over an hour. But if I've got a weekend free, which is unusual, I like to take about 90 minutes to 2 hours, because it lightens my being and it increases synchronicities, which means more things go right for me more of the time, and I experience less stress when working hard. But that's just me. So the third question is, will meditation help me to sleep? And of course the answer is yes, absolutely. And I can guarantee you all of my students experience much better sleep. Question number four, will meditation help me to focus? The answer is yes, meditation has the power to help you to focus. It improves your concentration and it can even be used as a tool to overcome procrastination if practiced consistently, of course, but it also helps your ability to focus. And the last question is, what can meditation do for me spiritually? Well, as many people know, meditation may be an ancient tradition, but it's still practiced in cultures all over the world to create a sense of calm and inner harmony. And although the practice has ties to many different religious teachings, meditation is much less about religion and much more about altering consciousness, finding awareness, and achieving peace. So, my dear listeners, I have just given you a very brief introduction to meditation, and you can find a lot more information on the links above. But if you're looking for ways to feel amazingly better and change the way you experience life right now, then listen closely. I'd like to take a guess and say that you know why you came to this podcast. And if you're on this podcast, you probably came here for a reason. I believe that's because you know that something in your life is not working right now. And if that's the case, then here's what I've got for you. I'd like you to book a free strategy call with me. And on the call, we'll get crystal clear on what it is that you'd like to achieve. And we'll get crystal clear on the exact problems that have been holding you back. I'll give you the exact solution about what you can do about it starting today. And if you'd like me to help you, and if I think it's a good fit, then I may invite you to become one of the new clients I'll take on this month. So I'd just like to say one more thing before we wrap up this podcast, and that is, we've talked about meditation, and we've talked about getting your life to flow. And those are amazing and powerful things, but the truth is, that when you get those things right, it filters down into everything in your entire life because your ability to implement and practice meditation affects everything in your life. It affects your relationships, it affects your health, it affects your income, and most importantly, it affects the relationship you have with yourself. So, of course, it's not just about having less stress. It's about who you become along the way and how your life becomes transformed. So come and find your freedom and come and create your bliss. Book your free strategy call today and click the link above that says contact on the menu above and send me your details and I'll call you directly. And before you go, I'd like to direct you to the feedback from many of my students by clicking the reviews tab on the menu above and read what it has done for all of them. Many of them have experienced amazing results. And if you found this podcast to be helpful or insightful, then click the links on the left-hand side of the page if you're on desktop or at the bottom of the page if you're on the tablet or the mobile, to share on social media or to email and send it to a friend. And not only will I be grateful, but I hope that your friends will also be very grateful too. So thank you for listening. And I look forward to presenting my next podcast for you. And enjoy your day and namaste.